Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, the regular order experiment has been a failure. Number two, behind the scenes, McConnell warned the White House about Ukraine and border. And number three, a dissent on the China report. Let's get into it. This morning, we are examining how the appropriations process has been a failure. After Congress passed, remember, December 2022, passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus funding bill, just about this time, about December 29th, I believe it was, they $1.7 trillion through Congress, included Ukraine funding, and this became the rallying cry of sorts for Republicans who said, we will never do this again. We won't have omnibuses. We won't have minibuses. We'll just do regular order. We'll get all the 12 appropriations bills. I'm sorry, it's laughable because it didn't happen at all. It was an abject failure on the appropriations front. And with both chambers now gone for the holidays, for Christmas break, there's still no agreement on a top-line spending number 3 months into the 2024 fiscal year. And we keep saying this, it's like we sound like a broken record, but partial government shutdown January 19th, full government shutdown February 2nd. Mike Johnson has privately floated a full-year CR, which would effectively be throwing in the towel on 2024 appropriations. This would mean a roughly $100 billion cut in spending. Three quarters on the non-defense side. Listen, Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats are both arguing against a year-long CR. We spoke to Susan Collins, who said that she'd argue strenuously against a full-year CR. And during a private Senate Republican lunch earlier this week, Collins gave a presentation to Republican senators about the negative impacts of a full-year CR. It would result in a 30% cut to the shipbuilding budget, for just as one example. And Patty Murray, the chair of the Appropriations Committee, said it would be unprecedented and reckless to pass a full-year CR. One of the options to avoid this would be to punt the January 19th government shutdown to February 2nd. It would buy time, but it would pretty much ensure an omnibus. Hill leaders could also pass another short-term CR, even though Johnson said he won't, and hope to have a deal in place before the end of April. By the way, Johnson said he wouldn't pass short-term CRs. I guess short, it depends how you define short-term. We keep saying this, January is going to be a mess. We all know that. We have about a week off. Beginning tomorrow afternoon, I suppose it is, until January 2nd, Congress is back the next week. It's going to be a complete nightmare. Cancel all your plans for January, or don't, but you're going to need to. Number two story of the morning, behind the scenes, the White House and McConnell talk on Ukraine and the border. Several contacts over the last several months where Mitch McConnell raised the issue and warned about trading border policy changes for Ukraine aid and said that this needed to happen. Here's a list of all the times McConnell brought it up. On October 19th, McConnell spoke to Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State. 11 days later, McConnell met with Chuck Schumer. McConnell spoke with Jeff Zients, the chief of staff, on November 3rd and relayed the same message about border policy changes on November 6th and 21st. McConnell spoke by phone with Biden and reiterated this message on December 7th. McConnell told Zients that negotiators had until December 12th to reach an agreement. McConnell spoke to Biden again then on December 12th after Volodymyr Zelensky met with senators. McConnell said it would be practically impossible for a deal to be voted on this year. Basically, what we're trying to show here, let me take you behind the curtain here. This is really an effort by people familiar with the calls to shift the blame onto the White House and the border, which, by the way, you could say legitimately the White House was late to engage here. The White House kind of admits that. But they are still talking over a border and Ukraine deal. I'll just say, I mean, Kevin McCarthy, the former speaker, warned about this. Mike Johnson, when he became speaker, warned about this, said if you want Ukraine, you're going to need to get a border deal. The White House basically engaged James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, and Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, pretty late. I'm not saying if they would have engaged earlier, it would have had there would have been a different result. But it's worth just considering how many times McConnell had been in contact with the administration. The number three story of the morning, the China Select Committee report gets bipartisan pushback. Jake Auchincloss and Dusty Johnson wrote a parallel opinion that requests tougher positions on economic relations between the U.S. and China and called for more U.S. investments in manufacturing and scientific research. The two lawmakers wrote this parallel opinion, a dissent effectively, and also said that there should be new requirements to make Chinese Communist Party lobbying more transparent and urged the Biden administration to ban the hugely popular social media app TikTok. We've been around that for a while now. This conversation about banning TikTok has been going on all Congress. The two, Auchincloss of Massachusetts, Democrat, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, said that their opinion diverges from the industrial policy of the strategy while emphasizing a subset of the report's recommended legislation as beneficial and actionable. It's rare to have a dissent, especially on a committee like this where it's been largely bipartisan. We have that parallel opinion in the AM edition this morning. Check it out. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.